Shkalim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zion 4:7, and we continue on our off-topic excursus regarding sanctifying objects, being makdish them. So the question that our Mishnah wants to answer is, what do you do when a person consecrates a variety of items, and amongst those items is an animal which could be brought as an offering, as a korban? So the question is, since everything else for sure is being invested with Kedushas Bedeka bias, as we explained in the previous Mishnah, that means that it's going to go to the economic benefit of the Beis HaMikdash, and they will monetize it as they see fit. The question is, what's with the animals that are also included in the variety of items that were consecrated? Are those invested also with just Bedeka bias Kedusha, meaning that I'm contributing the animals for the economic benefit of the Beis HaMikdash to do whatever they want with it? Or am I intending that this animal now is given to the Beis HaMikdash in a higher level, meaning it's to be brought as an offering? And specifically, that would be an Ola, where applicable, a holy burnt offering, because that's when you're giving something, a voluntary gift. You have two possibilities for Karbanos. The Zevach, the animal, could be brought as an Ola or as a Shlamim. Shlamim means that the person who brings it gets to eat it afterwards, or a lot of it gets to be eaten by him. And Ola is totally burned, so the assumption is that that's the higher and better korban in terms of if you're trying to be making a self-sacrifice and contributing to the Beis HaMikdash, so that it makes sense you'd give an Ola. The question is, when a person doesn't specify his intentions, he says, I'm being makdish everything on my estate, and amongst things on his estate is a cow or goat or sheep. What do we do with the cow or goat or sheep? How do we understand it? Did he mean it to be a korban or just to be Bedek HaBayis? Now, just an FYI, there is actually an Isser Torah. It's prohibited midoraisa to consecrate an animal that is befitting to be a korban as simply Bedek HaBayis. You're not allowed to do that. You're supposed to, if you're going to give an animal to the Beis HaMikdash and it could be a korban, it should be given specifically as a korban, not as Bedek HaBayis. But if you would explicitly invest it with just Bedek HaBayis Kedusha, that would work. Okay, so our question of mission is, how do we deal with a person who is ambiguous in his intentions toward the livestock that was included in that which he consecrated? So the Mishnah says, Hamakdish nechasav, if a person consecrates his possessions, v'haisa behen behem ru'i l'gabi mizbeach, and amongst the things that he is consecrating is an animal, let's say it's a sheep, and that sheep could be brought as an offering. So do we treat it now as he intended it to be an offering or not? So the first sheet is Rabbi Eliezer, who says no, he didn't mean that. Rabbi Eliezer's basic point is that if a person doesn't specify, he means everything should be treated equally as Bedek HaBayis, both the livestock as well as all the other articles that he's consecrating. And therefore, under normal circumstances, the Beis HaMikdash would be free to just sort of monetize that animal and use the proceeds for whatever it sees fit, if it wanted to. The problem is there's this second rule, which I mentioned in the previous mission, which is Shekol Haroi Mizbeach, Eino Yotzi Midei Mizbeach. Anything that could be brought on the altar must be brought on the altar. So we're going to have to engineer it in such a way that this sheep that he consecrated, although it's just Bedek HaBayis Kedusha, and the Beis HaMikdash will be able to benefit from the value as it sees fit, still they have to engineer it that, aside from getting the value of the animal for buying cleaning supplies to the Beis HaMikdash or whatever, the animal itself must still end up on the Mizbeach. How do they do that? So, Mishnah says, Zachar min the kavos, whether you have male or female livestock, cows, goats, or sheep, included in the estate that was consecrated, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zacharim yumachru letzarche olos, you sell the male cow, goat, or sheep to someone who needs an Ola. So, and then that person who goes to the Beis HaMikdash with a commitment to bring an Ola, a burnt offering, he will purchase this animal from the Beis HaMikdash and then bring it as an Ola. And the Beis HaMikdash then gets the money to do with it as it sees fit. Unakevos, if they are female animals, so an Ola is always a male. That's just the rule. You can't bring a female Ola as an individual, and therefore, if it's a female animal, we won't be able to bring it as Ola, so instead we bring it, it's brought as a Shlamim, and therefore, Yimachru Letzarche Zivche Shlamim, you sell it, the Beis HaMikdash will sell it to somebody who needs an animal for a Shlamim offering, and then it'll be brought as a Shlamim offering. Udameyan, and as for the money, meaning the proceeds from the sale of this animal that the Beis HaMikdash now receives, Yiplu, Imshar, Nechasim, Lebedek Abayis, it all goes to Bedek Abayis, meaning just goes to the general operating account of the Beis HaMikdash for whatever expenses it needs to pay for. Just want to make sure one thing was clear. The reason an Ola could only be a male, but a Shlam could be a male or a female. The point of a Mishnah here is that if it's male, it should go to be an Ola specifically, and not a Shlamim, because the Ola is the higher, better carbon, just in as much as it's totally burned, and the person bringing it doesn't eat from it, so it's like a more pure, complete gift. Okay, so that's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, that if a person includes animals, amongst other things that he's Makdish, he consecrates, so then they all are treated equally as Bedek Abayis, and just you have this side rule to deal with, which is, since it's Royal Mizbeach, it ends up with the Mizbeach, but that's just like a side point. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's, we're going to assume that when a person consecrates his variety of items, if amongst the items are livestock eligible for to be korban, he meant that those should specifically be brought as korbanos on his behalf. Even though he didn't say that. Of course he meant that, says Rabbi Yeshua. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, Zecharim Atzman, if there are male livestock, they themselves, Yikarvu Olos, are brought as Olos. And Unakelos, if they are female, so you can't bring it as an Ola. Now we assume that since the guy is trying to give a gift to Hashem, so to speak, he didn't intend it to be a Shlamim, which is like a funny gift, as much as it comes back to you to eat, in large part. And therefore we'll assume that when he gave it as an Akeva, he meant to invest this female animal with Kedushas Damim, this extrinsic Kedusha, but money that's earmarked to be used for an Ola. And therefore, Yimachru, the female animals will be sold Litzarche Zivche Shlamim to other persons who come to the Beis HaMikdash who need to purchase a Shlamim for their consideration, whatever it is. And then with the money proceeds that the Beis HaMikdash receives from the sale of that female animal, Yavi B'damein Olos, they will purchase other male sheep or goats or a bull and bring that as an Ola to fulfill the spirit of what this person intended, which is to invest it with the Kedusha to be brought as a korban as an Ola. Ushar Nechasim, as for everything else, so that Yiplu Lebedek Abayis, like everything, like consistent with the previous, the cups and pens and whatever else was in the guy's gifting to the Beis HaMikdash, that goes just to Bedek Abayis for them to monetize through their gift shop and eBay site or whatever it is, and use the proceeds for whatever they see fit. Therefore, we have a basic machlokas. If you include animals, if animals are included, do you look at them as specifically meant to be Bedek Abayis like everything else, and no differentiation? Or do we differentiate and say the animals were meant to be excluded and brought as korbanos? Rabbi Yeshua says that you do differentiate, and Rabbi Eliezer says you don't differentiate. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva, who actually was a student of both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer was sort of from the Beis Shammai side, and Rabbi Yeshua from the Beis Hillel side. Rabbi Akiva learned from both of them. And he says, Roa ani es divrei Rabbi Eliezer medivrei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva says, I'm partial to Rabbi Eliezer's approach. Sh'Rabbi Eliezer hishva es midaso. Rabbi Eliezer uses a uniform measurement. That's a literal translation. That means that he's not... This is like, you know, this presages Occam's razor, if you will. Rabbi Yeshua has, Rabbi Akiva is saying, if he only said one thing, why in the world would we impute meaning of two separate meanings to a sentence? He said, I give everything in my possession to the Beis HaMikdash as Hekdash. Why in the world would we say he meant everything except for the animals, and those aren't just going to be for Bedek HaBayis, those should be for Korbanos? No, he meant everything's Bedek HaBayis, one and the same. Painting with a single brush. And Rabbi Yeshua chalak. Rabbi Yeshua bifurcates, he splits the guy's sentiment. When he said, I'm giving it to the Beis HaMikdash, he says, it depends. If it was for the Bedek HaBayis, then it's Bedek HaBayis. If it's an animal, then it should be for a korban. So Rabbi Akiva, I don't like that, because he didn't say that. I would just go for the simpler approach. That seems more reasonable to me, and that's what we should assume that he meant. Halacha will be like Rabbi Akiva, meaning like Rabbi Eliezer, that we don't differentiate, and anything that's given is Bedek HaBayis, even the animals. Rabbi Papias, he says, Shamati Kedivrei Shnehen. He says, I actually have heard explanations which is consistent with both of the approaches of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. He says, it just depends. Shamakdish Beferish. If a person is explicit when he consecrates his items, and he says, I'm Makdish my livestock and my other possessions, to the Beis HaMikdash. So since he specifically mentioned that he was aware that livestock was being included, and yet he didn't differentiate the treatment of the livestock from the other items, so then we can assume he was painting with a single brush, he meant it all to be Bedek HaBayis, including the livestock, and therefore the din would be Kredivi Rebbe Eliezer. Maybe it's a little counterintuitive, but just think it through, that's what he understands it to mean. And V'hamakdish Stam, on the other side, if a person just says, I'm giving everything of mine to the Beis HaMikdash without mentioning anything about the livestock, so now we don't know what he meant, and it's, according to Rav Papias, it's safe to assume, Kedivrei Rabbi Yehoshua, that he meant the livestock should be treated in the best way it could be treated, which is to be brought as the Torah wants it to be, as olos, as opposed to just, you know, bedek habayis, which you're not supposed to do, and have to monetize, and then purchase the olos. What would he want that? That's not what he meant. Of course, he meant that it should be done the right way the first time. That's Rabbi Papias' understanding of when Rabbi Yeshua would be the halacha. However, like I said, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, meaning like Rabbi Eliezer, which means if you don't specify, you say everything's to be Bedek HaBayis, it all goes to Bedek HaBayis, and you don't carve out the animals specifically.